More Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. If you've been using your cousin's nephew's wife's Netflix password to watch your favorite films, you are not going to be happy about the latest crackdown on password sharing from some of the top streaming services. We've got the very latest on that and some really good shows to check out because it's time to figure out what to watch this weekend with our resident movie critic and Morning Edition host, George Prentice. Hi, George.
Hi, Gemma.
Okay. Tell us about what's going on this latest crackdown of password sharing on streaming services.
Well, you and I have been talking about this for some time, and Netflix, they said they were going to start cracking down, and indeed they have been. But I think a few people thought it would be a gamble, that they were going to lose business. Well, it turns out that Netflix has been gaining subscribers because they have been cracking down on password sharing. So they've had big subscriber growth, about 22 million combined new subscribers in the last two quarters.
Did you say 22 million?
Additional subscribers or paying subscribers. So we have to assume that more than a few of these were people who were sharing passwords. So you better believe every other streaming service is like, maybe we should be doing what they're doing. And indeed, a letter went out yesterday to all customers of Hulu saying that they were going to start cracking down on password sharing and that they would discontinue or not allow access to Hulu if people try to access their Hulu account from another domicile. So Hulu's like, yeah, we want a piece of that pie too. So beginning in March, they're going to be cracking down and cutting people off, and we'll see if others will follow suit. And Gemma, I can't help but think that they will.
So George, here's the thing that just irritates me about all of this, all right? And Hulu has done this for a long time. If you go somewhere else, like let's say you're on vacation, right? And you put your Hulu password in and everything, they'll be like, it'll literally say like, sorry, you can't use that because you're not in your home location. And I'm like, I can't use my own password if I'm on vacation. And then you have to call them and explain, and then they'll let you use it. So I'm always curious about how they figure that part out when they say, you know, from another domicile. It's like, okay, I get that, but people aren't always at their house.
Yeah, Gemma, honestly, I have a feeling when I take a look at the wording of this notification that went out just yesterday to Hulu customers, I wonder if they would allow the scenario that you just painted in the future. It is very clear and says, it specifically says there will be no sharing of accounts outside of the user's household. Indeed, you are allowed to use it in so many devices within your household. But as of, and I think it's the middle of March, it's a hard no. So I have a feeling that they're going to crack down, and it's got to be a bottom line decision. When they see Netflix increasing that many more subscribers and that much more money to their bottom line, you better believe that they're going to chase that same rainbow.
Oh, of course they are. There's no doubt about it. And then every other streaming service is going to follow suit.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. George, what about this Oscar nominee movie? It's opening this weekend. I mean, here, we can see it.
It is. Now, because I've been able to see this film and I saw it in Toronto last fall, I can say that, yes, it's a must-see film. It's a very, very, very tough subject matter, but it is a must-see film. Gemma, anytime the Motion Picture Academy nominates a film in a foreign language, also for Best Picture of the Year, right? It's nearly a sure bet that it will secure the Best Foreign Language Film Oscar. A few examples, for instance, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon was not only the best foreign film of that year, but it got nominated for Best Picture. Life is Beautiful, El Postino. Last year, All Quiet on the Western Front was nominated for Best Picture and Best Foreign Film. It won Best Foreign Film. So this year, there is a film called Zone of Interest that is nominated for Best Foreign Film. It is also up for Best Picture of the Year. It's also up for Best Director, Screenplay, and Sound nominations. So there is a German word, Interessengebiet. It was used by the Nazis to describe the 40 square kilometer area immediately surrounding the Auschwitz concentration camp complex in Poland. And the translation to that German word is zone of interest. So here comes this film, and yes, it takes place during World War II, and we primarily see life outside of the camp, but just outside of the camp. The commandant of the camp and his family, it's the Haas family, mm-hmm. they live right mm-hmm. outside the walls of this infamous concentration camp. And they are living in this sunny, well-manicured denial of a life, quite frankly. It's lavishly subsidized by the German government. It's a two-story stucco, and you're seeing children play and people laughing, etc. But just less than 100 yards away is a wall, and you see billows, clouds, and you know that those are clouds of death mm-hmm. from the ovens. It is mm-hmm. a powerful story about a subject matter which we have explored in a number of other films, but never from this angle. It's this, you know, this Aryan fantasy, right? Mm-hmm. And it's an absolute juxtaposition of the nightmare that is just on the other side of that wall. And it's a shadow that just will haunt you for so long. You can't stop thinking about this film. So gird yourself, but do not deny yourself of seeing this film. It is called The Zone of Interest. It opens at the Flicks this weekend, and I think it's the odds-on favorite for best foreign film of the year.
So, George, I also know that you're a big fan of public television, and you say there's a series right now that's really becoming a fan favorite.
Well, I think one of the worst kept secrets on this show is that I love All Creatures Great and Small. And the current season is currently airing on Idaho Public Television. And I've seen the full series. And Gemma, if you remember in years past, the finale is always their Christmas episode. Now, the reason for that is that it airs in the United Kingdom at Christmas time. So you're wondering, why am I watching this Christmas episode in February? Well, indeed, I've seen the finale, and it ends on Christmas. And James is now away. If you've been following the season so far, you know that James is now also enlisted, and World War II is ramping up. So now he's away from home. His new bride, Helen, is very pregnant, and it's Christmas Eve. And he's on the phone at a camp, and he's trying to tell her that he's about to go on bombing missions during World War II.
Oh.
She desperately needs him. But let's take a listen.
I got my wings this morning.
They're transferring me to Bryce Norton to start bomber training.
Bombers? So when you finish your training, you'll be flying over there?
It wouldn't do much good dropping them over here, would it?
James, far be it from me to stick my beak in.
Siegfried Fan, if you don't put that phone down, I'll blooming well throttle you.
Helen?
I've had a couple of small cramps.
We've got to think.
I know I need to think about the baby. All I've done is think about the baby. I'll miss you so much.
I really need to see you.
I'm scared, James.
Helen? Are you still there, Helen?
James.
Helen.
Well, talk about drama. Oh, my goodness. Helen is having complications. James is seriously thinking about going AWOL, and it's Christmas Eve. You do not want to miss this. All Creatures Great and Small is just one of the most lovely series in quite some time. It's on Idaho Public Television each Sunday evening. You can catch up, of course, on their streaming service. Don't miss it. And their finale, their season finale, which is always a Christmas episode, this may have been the Christmas show that you didn't get to see at Christmas time, but it is just perfect. But in the shadow of a brewing World War II, and it's very emotional when you watch this. It's very difficult not to cry just thinking about it, but I adore this series.
Okay, and now that you say there's a new series out, You think it might become a cult favorite?
I do. So right after the Super Bowl on CBS, CBS is about to unveil all their new episodes of returning series, but some new series as well. And one of them has my full attention. It is called Elsbeth. Now, Gemma, did you used to watch or did you like The Good Wife when it was on?
Yeah.
There was a supporting character on The Good Wife, Elsbeth, and Carrie Preston is the actress, and she plays Elsbeth Toscione. And she is like this effervescent, lovely, kind of light-headed, light-hearted person. And she just moves in for the kill when she kills people with kindness. And all I can think of is like, this is like Columbo. This is like Monk, right? It's like, and I think people are going to love this character. And so here's a clip of Elsbeth as she's approaching an opposing attorney outside of a courtroom. Let's listen.
I gotta go. Someone's here. Hello?
Elsbeth Tassioni. How are you?
Do you need something?
I need you to leave Will Gardner alone or I'll sue you for harassment.
Mr. Gardner should consider how seriously I take this.
Take what?
He acquired a videotape of a stuffed ballot box.
What videotape? What is that?
That is a videotape of three men taking a ballot box into a polling place.
No, it looks like a GIF. Or is it a GIF?
GIF.
Have you ever seen the GIF of that bear falling onto a trampoline and then bouncing into a pool? It is so funny. But I was surprised to find out that the pool was faked. All digitally fussed.
If you're suggesting that this videotape was in any way manipulated...
Oh, 8 bits per pixel makes a GIF highly manipulatable. Bull. I hope you have the original because otherwise I'm going to object to the GIF being admitted into court. I suggest you leave Mr. Gardner alone, sir. He's a nice man.
I adore Elsbeth. She's so sweet and is like, my gosh, did she just like shiv this guy?
No, kidding.
Just, and she's, I think it's going to be, I think audiences are going to catch on to this. And it's Elsbeth and a brand new series. It starts on CBS. It will also stream on Paramount. And it starts, I think, at the end of February.
Okay, I love that. Is it a GIF or is it a GIF?
Yeah, right. Right.
Whatever. It
kind of keeps you off balance with her sweetness.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, those are always the ones you got to watch out for. Okay, and finally, the final season of arguably, George, the most politically incorrect television series there has ever been.
Yeah, this is the opposite of Elsbeth. This is someone who was never sweet. And it's pretty, pretty, pretty sad to report that Curb Your Enthusiasm is about to start its final season. It'll be its 12th season. By the way, they've been doing this for 24 years because they would go years, right? Without 24 years.
Yeah.
And you better believe that Larry is as inappropriate as ever. Let's listen.
Have you noticed that when you take a picture, you don't look nearly as good as you do when you look in the mirror? Because the mirror is how you see yourself and the photo is how you're seen.
That's deep.
Whether I'm right or whether
antibiotics.
Antibiotics.
And that gives men breasts. Well, Larry could grow breasts.
I thought of Larry with breasts.
Well, you get pregnant. It's not good for you.
Pretty cute.
I gotta be me.
That's what happens when people have sex. They say, I love you. You're very special.
People talk like that?
Yeah.
Men do that?
You're small, you're petty, you're jealous. You're a walking virus, Larry.
I gotta be free.
Very sorry to hear about your father.
Father and mother, thank you.
Well, that's, you know, it's a little better.
Your dad's still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Gotta be me.
I think this is the happiest I've ever been in my life.
I don't even know who I'm looking at right now.
How is something good happening to me?
What did you just say?
I have to accept the fact that you're wired like a lunatic.
I didn't know you had alopecia.
You're a cheater.
No, you're a cheater.
You always have to be the center of attention.
There's an authenticity involved in caring about oneself.
Get the out of my house.
I really did the best under the circumstances of a person who hates people and yet had to be amongst them.
Curb Your Enthusiasm launches its final season this Sunday on HBO Max. Curb Your Enthusiasm is back, and Larry David is threatened to stop before, but he says, I'm absolutely leaving now. I'm too old to keep doing this. But it's so inappropriate and so funny.
Enjoy it while it's there. Well, George, as always, it's just such a pleasure to have you come join us. I so appreciate it.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with our resident movie critic, George Prentice, who spends his spare time hosting Morning Edition, talking about what to watch this weekend. Now, don't forget, Idaho Matters is doing a series of interviews on school choice during the 2024 Idaho legislative session. And we really want to hear your thoughts about education reform, along with vouchers and school choice. You can send us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. You can also leave us a voice message, 208-426-2777, or you can use the Talk to Us feature on the Boise State Public Radio app. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, we're taking center stage. Introducing NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of Black-led stories from NPR's podcasts. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get your podcasts.